Thank you, sweetheart. The song says, "Who am I?" Honest question, which brings me to the title of tonight's sharing. And that's, who does God say I am? Who does God say I am? Now, I have our theme verse up on the screen, and for those of you who are here, maybe can't see it, I'm going to read it to you. And it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation,
a peculiar people,
that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." I'm here tonight to break this verse down a little bit more than what you read, because most people kind of skim over this verse or look at it on the surface, but there's a lot of impactful things that this verse is saying to you and I. In life, there's been times where all of us have received some kind of an award, an accolade, or what have you. But you know what? Those things, they don't last. They're all good. You know, Bob and I have been in the military. We've received awards there or things that tell us what a great job we're doing. And that's fine. It's wonderful to be appreciated. But after a few days or weeks or months or years go by, you don't remember them. And for sure, people who weren't with you on that ship or at that station don't either. And that's okay. But what we're going to see, it lasts a lifetime. So the question, point blank, is, who does the world say we are? Question mark. Does it even care for a lifetime of who they say you are? We live in a world that's mostly about tearing us down. But here's those two words, but God is into building us up. If you want to be built up, go to God's Word and read a little bit about what He thinks about you. God only wants the best for you and I, and He backs it up in His wonderful Word. God says we're more than conquerors. So when we're being tossed to and fro in this world, All we have to do is remember what God says about us, His children. And if we forget, then it's time to open up His Word and read His words. Amen?
Amen.
Now, again, our theme verse that we're sharing is on the screen. It's 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse 9. So let's look at some of the qualities we are to rise up to in this verse. The first thing this verse says is, but ye are a chosen generation. When I read that the first time, I thought, someone picked me for the time I'm living with those who are living with me. But it means a lot more than that. Chosen generation means we are chosen out. We are chosen out. We are preferred. We've been selected by who? The Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth. This word generation, we usually think of people who lived at the same time when it comes to generation. But here, Peter was using the Greek word genos, where we get the word genes, not denim, but in our makeup, okay? Which means kindred, offspring of family. So it could read, you are a chosen family. You are a chosen family. Look where else we're mentioned. Go to Revelation chapter 17, the book we seldom go to, but God has something in there for us. Revelation chapter 17, and look at verse 14. Speaking of all the things that are against our heavenly Lord, our Jesus Christ, our wonderful big brother and Savior, it says, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, praise God, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, And they that are with him, meaning you and I and all the other family of God, are called. We're called. God tells us. He's telling us here. And chosen and faithful. Okay? That's what God is saying about us. So when this war comes, we're going to win. That's all Revelation is about, is we win. And we are the chosen and faithful that will be standing with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The second thing we see in this verse is royal priesthood. When I read that, I thought, oh, that can't be me. Royal priesthood? Nah. But it is. Royal, like a king, belonging to the king. Belonging to the king. Priesthood is an assembly of a body of priests who are serving God. You and I, we've been called to serve God. We're a part of this. Look again in Revelations chapter 1. And we're going to look at 5 and 6. Revelations 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6. And hath made us kings and what? Priests. Made us kings and priests. Unto who? God. God. And his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. There you have it. Okay. So let me go back to our theme verse, which is in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. So as we read on in this verse, we come to an holy nation. And holy nation. Holy simply means sacred. And it's sacred purity, which was once polluted. We were once polluted. So purity becomes part of the meaning. Now we are pure. We are pure. Nation is a people having a common inheritance. And we are on that side. We are going to be inheriting some wonderful things. Go to Deuteronomy 26. I'll show you something else here. Deuteronomy chapter 26. And when you get there, go down to verse 19. Some of these things we read in 1 Peter 2:9 have been mentioned before in the Old Testament. But it's for a lifetime. And to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. We are a holy people unto the Lord thy God. So, that opens up this verse again a little bit more, so that we can see what it really is saying to us. And to do that, you needeth not be ashamed. Be a workman of God's word, rightly dividing it. That's how you find out these truths. That's how you get these golden nuggets and treasures in God's word, by going into his word and working it so that you can see what it's truly saying. The fourth thing that we see here, one of the last things anyway, it's just peculiar. I've always been told that peculiar means we're different. We're just a different folk. But it's more than that as I work this. And it means an acquisition. We are a purchased people. We've been bought. And the price was Jesus Christ's life. Okay? So, when it says that we're a peculiar people, we've been acquired by our Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It wasn't like he just pointed at you or I and said, you're in. No, it cost Jesus Christ his life. And that was God's only begotten Son. So it should impact you big time. Big time. So with all these qualities bestowed on God's people, we show forth the praises, the goodness of God to others for we have been called out, like it is said, of darkness into his marvelous light. So let's shine. Let's all shine. So what were we? And now, who are we? Go to Ephesians, please. So what were we? And now, who are we? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers. So you can picture yourself walking around in the heavenly realm and someone points out to another person, who's that? Oh, some stranger. Not anymore. You are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Your address is saved by Jesus Christ. The mail doesn't deliver there, but God does. He delivered you and I. In conclusion, as Christians, we are to be different and personify holiness in our lives, what? Once a year?
No.
Once a month?
No.
Once a week?
No. Every breath.
Every breath. Thank you, Jeannie. Every day. We personify this every day of our lives, remembering we are set apart by God to live upright and righteous lives based on the Word of God. Everything is in His book that describes us from head to toe. God, who has called us, is holy. So where does that point us to? In our closing verse, please go to 1 Peter. And when you get there, go to chapter 1 and drop down to verse 15. So, who does God say you are? We just thought, and we're seeing it in this verse, but there's a lot more in His Word that tells you who God says you are, and it's all good. It's all good. So in 1 Peter 1:15, it says, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be you holy, for I am holy. It's not something that you have to think about, am I good enough? You are. And even when you weren't, God still called you. God still allowed His Son to die for you and I. God still says we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and very, very peculiar. And that's a good thing. Amen? Amen. So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You for just showing us who we are. Like I mentioned, Father, the world does give us accolades and awards and stuff, but that's just for a moment. They're nothing that we can carry with us through eternity. But what You say, Father, is for our lives, now and forever. And I thank You, Father, for the privilege and the honor to be called these things, as it says in 1 Peter 2:9, that we all are this, Father. And we just thank You for pointing these things out to us, to build us up like You always do. So I just ask that everyone here in this room and those who have called in can remember these words of Yours, Father. And when we're tossed to and fro by the world, we just need to look to You so we can be built back up. And this is the truth. And we thank You for it, Father, and Your great, great love. All in Jesus Christ's name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.